Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Noon hour, brought to you by the Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Get to an NFL no huddle in just a couple of minutes. A couple of more draft-related, Falcons-related topics coming up at 12:20, as well as we are just 9 days away from the NFL draft. First round, that is. And then we'll get to the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40 also. All dun, that right dun, here.
How's that, that sound goes, dun, dun, dun.
Bum, bum, bum. Yeah.
We have got to the bottom of Andy's headphone gate.
Headphone gate.
Yep. Is alive and well because I just went out to the place to get me some water. And yes, we do have water up here now. And I went to get the water and I looked on the cabinet right there. And there were your headphones sitting right there.
They weren't there earlier.
So obviously somebody was listening and came up here because they didn't jump out the cabinets or nothing like that.
I've never seen headphones move on their
own. I've never seen them, but I actually went there to get me some water. Mm-hmm. And I turned to look, and I was like, "What are those at?" Sitting right there on the thing. So somebody was listening. Ain't nobody moved. No, I'm because my view, I can see everybody.
Yeah.
Mike didn't move. Day still sitting there. Bo didn't go anywhere. I didn't see Dylan, though.
Now, you can see into the bullpen as well. The only problem is you can only see about 5, 6 and up.
Yeah.
So if somebody was real little.
Yes.
Or if they crouched.
I'm just telling you right now. Only person up here in our area is Dylan.
Yeah.
And we know Dylan because Abe was upset with him.
For stealing his charger.
He takes stuff and don't put it back.
He's got a history.
So we're going to go.
It's a pattern of behavior.
Now we've been wrong of accusing people. Remember, we thought Caleb had stole stuff.
We thought Caleb had stolen John Friggin's Trae Young.
He had to send us a damn receipt. He sent us the receipt
that he didn't steal him.
Yeah. So I mean,
but you know what though?
We're wildly inconsistent when it comes to accusing people.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. No, we will. we will make just outlandish accusations against people's names on live radio.
Yes, we will.
And then when proven to be incorrect, we won't correct ourselves.
No, we won't. We're going to leave it there.
Yeah, we're just going to leave it there.
I still think that's a forged receipt that Caleb
had. Me too. I think exactly. Yeah, Caleb's young. He knows how to do Photoshop.
Yeah, I think that. I'm still to this day believing
that. This is not a newspaper. Yeah. We don't have to print a retraction.
No.
We're going to say the crazy stuff and then leave it out there. Okay?
Exactly.
So Dylan's mad probably because everyone's being mean to Drake. And nobody loves Drake more than Dylan.
That's his dude right there.
His favorite guy.
I tell you, Randy's like Rick Ross. I remember he was on the station. And he keeps calling him our guy. I'll show him where those damn headphones at.
I'll steal the headphones that he used to interview Rick Ross.
Where are the damn headphones at?
That's what it is.
Where are the damn headphones at? Yeah, okay. He's winning the beef.
Apparently,
so far.
He's winning the beef.
What the hell? That ain't no. We can't even call that a beef. All right, this ain't no damn beef with it. This is like stroganoff without it. All right,
no, it's what's that fake? It's impossible.
It's impossible.
It's an impossible,
impossible beef.
It's not a
all
beef.
Right, get on somewhere, Dylan.
These guys are having a vegan beef. Okay,
the hell ever. It's a damn beef. I wish.
It's an impossible burger.
An impossible burger beef.
When it comes to rap beef.
Yeah. He came in here. We were making fun of this dude. Because I love Dylan. He's just a wonderful person.
I love him too. He's the best.
He's a wonderful
person. Awesome guy.
But
he's a thief.
He came in here.
Thief, did you see? But he's an awesome guy.
He ain't come defend himself.
He didn't say anything about the headphones or nothing.
Dylan came in and said, at least he's winning the beef.
He could have come into the studio, too. He went into the other room. And instead of defending his own name.
His own name.
Against theft accusations.
His own name of being called a headphone thief.
I can stand for that. But one thing I won't take is
at least he would
slander the name of Drake. Well, now here he comes. Now he's coming.
At least he's winning the beef. All right, Dylan. Come in. Come in.
All right, come on.
You ain't got to bring the headphones.
Well, where'd you get those ones?
Where'd you get those at?
Yeah, now who's missing headphones?
Okay. Wait, time out. I didn't hear the part about me stealing the headphones. I was too worried about the Drake part.
We said that before the Drake part, Dylan.
I didn't. I only heard Drake. My ears started buzzing when I heard Drake. I didn't hear anything else until I heard Dylan and Drake in the same sentence.
We said Dylan is a thief.
Yes.
And he's a known thief.
He's a known thief around here.
We said that.
That part didn't bother me. I only heard the Drake part. Wait, so no, hold on. I did not steal any headphones, though. So what happened? Did your headphones end up in my box?
No, somebody stole them.
Yes.
We led the show today saying, hey, Rob Tribble or whoever, but probably Rob, give me my headphones back. And then they showed up at noon.
Reckless showed up.
And you're the only one that's in there.
Oh, I've been at the desk the whole time.
We're not good detectives.
We didn't say we were good at it. I'll take the fall for it, though. I don't mind.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. We love you, Dylan.
All right. Love you guys, too.
Is Drake's doing good?
Oh, yeah. He's winning the beef so far. We're still waiting on Kendrick. We only got AI Kendrick so far. That's not good enough.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That was not even, it wasn't even really Kendrick.
I said it yesterday,
right? Yeah, it's just some robot.
I'm hip, Andy.
I'm
hip, man.
We were talking about Doja Cat. You mentioned, I think you got Lil Uzi Vert confused with Gerald LaVert, but that's okay. Doesn't matter.
I know what the hell I'm talking about.
We got arrows covered on this show. Let's get to an NFL. Let's get to an NFL no huddle.
I don't know.
I thought you were showing me some breaking NFL news.
No, you know more about stuff like this than me.
I've never used that, but that's kind of what we were talking about. Okay. That's like a solid ground cover for a play.
Easy hole motion rock finder.
Well, so you're going to put down like some mulch, and then you're going to put that on top of it, and then it's not going to move. Then it won't end up in your pool.
Okay.
It's still going to be a real hot surface, though.
Okay.
Anyway, NFL model every single day to kick off the noon hour. I already told you Mark Spain Real Estate sponsors the hour, but I'm going to tell you that again because Mark Spain's the man. And if you want to go to markspain.com, you'll get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and you can start packing. Let's hear from Raheem Morris talking about the Falcons' new quarterback, Kirk Cousins.
When I got the job, you identified what you wanted to improve and some of the areas you wanted to get better at. We got a lot of help in that area going to look for the person that was best that would fit us. And we targeted Kirk because of some of the current relationships, some of the relationships that I had with Kirk before, watching him come into the league as a rookie and being really impressed with him in Washington. And then to watch him go through the league and just have the success that he's had, I couldn't be more excited to get a young man like Kirk, and still a young man.
Yeah, I mean, 35, coming off of an Achilles injury, but, you know.
He's young. In regular age, he's young.
What does that mean? Oh, yeah, just like a regular guy?
Yeah, like a regular. I say that regular damn age.
Just like a general population?
Yes.
35 is a young person. Quarterback, that's kind of middle of the age scale right now. Quarterbacks play a little bit longer than they used to. And I'm not really worried about his age. I hope that he comes back from the Achilles injury, but I don't think they would have given him $100 million guaranteed.
He didn't think he was going to come back. Hey, ain't no damn setbacks or nothing.
Yeah, no. That's not even on the radar in terms of conversation. What is on the radar is the fact that they went out and got their main target of the offseason. They fixed the biggest problem they've had on the team the last couple of years in the post-Matt Ryan era. And even in the final year with Matt and Arthur, it was kind of not a great season. And they've taken that off the table as far as the draft conversation, really. Like, if they hadn't gotten a quarterback yet, there would be a million different angles we could be taking right now.
Yes.
Are they going to trade up? What are they going to do? Are they going to stay at 8? Maybe that's why they flew to Seattle and liked Michael Penix, whatever. Like, now it's just, okay, well, they've got the quarterback. I guess if they really decided they were stalked everywhere else, they could do something crazy and get a quarterback in the first 2 days, but I just don't see it.
No.
I don't know how you could do that after giving so much money to a quarterback.
Andy, more than the money, it's the gears they gave him.
Right. He's going to be the quarterback for the next 3 years.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the biggest thing.
Two
at the least.
If it doesn't go well, then they can buy him out for $10 million on the final year. But realistically, Kirk Cousins gets another contract with the Falcons. Right?
Never know.
That would be the best case scenario.
How long these guys are playing.
If he plays well in the next 3 years, he'll get another one from the team, which would be great because that would mean he played well for 3 years.
And that means they've done some things here.
They would have to do something. That would mean winning.
That would mean
either they won one or they really felt like they had a chance to win a Super Bowl with him if they gave him another year or two. So, that's the hope. what it does is make the draft conversation a little bit simpler. Okay, you need pass rush, you go get pass rush. Mm-hmm. Or you need secondary help, you go get secondary help. Right. Or if you really want to do the conservative thing, you trade back, you stock up draft picks even more because you do have areas of need on this roster, yep, and you go about it that way.
I'll tell you this, and it's always one of these situations where you look at quarterback. We talked yesterday about New England at 3, open for business, if you know whatever happens with that whole situation with their draft. And I went back and I was thinking about, because last month or so, when Minnesota traded with Houston, they got the extra one, uh-huh, and so they got 21, and I'm sorry, they got 11-23. Mm-hmm. All right, 11-23 ain't enough to get to 3.
Nope.
Unless you're giving the first next year's first. Is 11-23 good enough to get to 8?
Probably.
With some stuff this draft?
Oh, yeah.
And without next year?
I would.
Without next year's one?
So, because then you go from 8 to 11. In that case, you're thinking you can still get the second pass rusher or the third or the second corner or whatever.
Right.
And then you can address something else at 23. Yeah. I think that's totally reasonable.
11-23.
If J.J. McCarthy is still there
exactly
at 8.
That's what I was talking about.
Then the Falcons are absolutely on the board for a bunch of teams.
Yeah, because
obviously Minnesota with their 2 picks this year, but teams next year too.
Because the thing about it, what you're looking at it from a standpoint of they want to get in front of Denver. I think Denver's 12.
That's right. Denver's 12.
Denver's 12. And then the Raiders 13?
Yep.
Okay, so you want to get in front of, if J.J. McCarthy falls that far, because if he gets a 7, he's not, the Tennessee's going alt right there. Tennessee's going alt right there, mm-hmm, if he's there. But if they get to 8, and it's a situation where J.J. McCarthy's still there at 8, Minnesota wants to get, because I'm sure when they get to 8, they're open for business. The Falcons will be open for business, yeah, if J.J. McCarthy is there at 8.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about Vegas, Denver, and Minnesota. Minnesota has the 2-2s. You get 2-2s and probably a 3. Bam.
Yeah. No, that, like, the best case scenario, really, and Chicago's right after the Falcons, too, and I wouldn't be surprised if they're open for business, too.
Right.
Just kind of depends on asking price and whether or not you trust and all that kind of stuff. Then general managers have to start acting very quickly and not panicking, but making moves really, really fast because it's 10 seconds. Best case scenario for the Falcons is quarterback. Obviously, that's Williams, May, and Daniels. And then receiver. And then alt. That's right. The best case scenario.
Yes.
All 3 receivers off the board,
mm-hmm,
top 3 quarterbacks off the board, best tackle off the board. Mm-hmm. Falcons are sitting there with all of the edge rushers still there.
Yes.
All of the secondary guys still there.
Yes.
And teams right behind with assets.
Three teams right behind them.
Yeah. Because you got the Bears at 9, who obviously aren't taking a quarterback at 9 because they're taking one at 1.
Right.
The Bears want it. At that point, I don't know what the Bears would do because I feel like they want one of those receivers
also.
But if Odunze and Harrison and Neighbors are already off the board at 9, who knows? I don't know, maybe they take Brock Bowers.
But they already have Cole Kmet.
I don't know what they do. But I wouldn't be surprised to see one of those. Yeah, that's the best case scenario,
yeah,
is that the 4th quarterback is available at 8.
Yes.
That'd be great.
That's what we're riding with.
I love it.
We're going to ride with that.
That's the scenario we're hoping for.
Yes.
There we go. 9 days, we got to come up with something else now, tomorrow.
Why?
Probably.
This is the solid one right here.
I know, it's good. It's really
solid.
Good.
This
is solid. We're not going to do better than
this is solid.
But we just have to pretend it's better and say it's better tomorrow.
Right.
We got even better stuff tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. Every day.
Right,
what we did
right
yesterday was crap.
Yeah.
That's what it is. That is the thing that's so frustrating about the NFL draft coverage and process and all that stuff.
So damn long.
It's long, and we're just in this era of sports media where everybody has to outdo themselves day over day.
Yeah.
So, like, the only thing that can happen now is what happened last year with C.J. Stroud, where people are just going to start making up bad stuff about these guys.
Yes.
I don't know. I guess they did the Caleb Williams fingernails thing a couple weeks ago.
Yes, they did.
That
and
was
the pink phone. The
pink phone. People had a little bit of fun with that, I guess.
Right, last thing, bunch of receivers holding out. Duh. C.D. Lamb. Justin Jefferson. I saw that the boy in Denver, Sutton, him,
Portland,
everybody's
Sutton.
On. Everybody want money.
Yeah.
Everybody want it. I don't give a damn if Russell Wilson puts in a whole 85 mil. I need to get mine.
Yeah, it's a you problem.
That's a y'all problem.
Yeah. I didn't sign Russell Wilson for $230 million.
I wasn't mad when y'all did it.
No, I thought it was going to be great.
Yeah.
I really thought it was going to be great.
Dude,
it didn't work out.
That's
tough. I would
problem
like a new contract, though,
yes,
if you can
get
around to
thank
it.
Thank you.
All right,
please.
We'll come back. We'll get to some more NFL stuff. A couple headlines we didn't get a chance to get to there. We got some audio from Daniel Jones on where he's at health-wise. Devontae Adams talking about the coaching situation, previous coaching situations in Vegas, and some other draft scenarios as well. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He's winning the beef.
Yep, he's winning the beef.
He's winning the beef. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Tuesday afternoon, 20 minutes away from the back page with Bo. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get back into a couple different NFL headlines here in a minute. Brandon Adams is going to join us in an hour as well, as he always does on Tuesdays. Fresh off G-Day.
Yeah, man.
You know, nobody loves G-Day like B.A.
G-Day.
Does. He's out there hanging out.
G-Day. Then transfer portal
open
today.
Transfer portal open today.
Yeah, so.
It's busy in the world of Brandon Adams, so we'll talk to him about an hour from now.
Andy, I got clowned by my kids. Man, I meant to tell you this before I left. Did you know ankle socks aren't in anymore?
Obviously not.
I didn't know that. They're like, because I don't wear socks.
I wear ankle socks every day.
I don't wear socks anyways. You know, I wear really, really well. But if I'm wearing flip-flops and we're going on a plane or something, because I wear flip-flops all the time, I'll put my socks on so my toes won't be all out
and
stuff, right?
Out of respect to
the general public.
Yes.
I don't want my toes out.
Yes.
So they're like, what you got on? Like, socks. What are you talking about? I thought they were shocked that they had socks on because I don't never wear them. They're like, no, nobody wear them no more. I'm like, what you mean nobody don't wear? Nobody wear it? No, they said ankle socks are not in anymore.
Huh.
I never knew that.
Neither did I.
And I was like, well, when did this happen?
Yeah, I didn't get the memo.
And like a while back.
They still sell them?
They still sell them. I was like, really? Bo got them on? I didn't.
No, but you know what, though? Like, no offense to us as a collective.
Yeah.
We don't know what's in.
But I'm just saying, when the hell did it's just socks.
We're the same. Like, we're all just a bunch of
Dude,
dads.
Threw me for a loop.
Yeah.
And then I kind of went, like, Googled it a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And saw, like, some videos and people, yeah.
Wow. Because I still am of the mindset of, like, 1996. If I had long socks,
yeah.
I would fold them over
and
make them ankle socks.
But we would get clowned.
If you had long socks.
If you had long socks, we would clown you.
Yeah, it was one of the big taboos.
Yeah,
one of the big no-nos
yeah,
in middle school. You can't wear tube socks.
You can't wear tube socks, you get clowned.
Yeah.
Now tube socks are in.
Wow. I guess everything comes full circle.
Yeah, damn. It threw me off, dog. I was like, wow, really? Well.
Again,
I'm still wearing mine.
Me either. I got too many pairs.
I ain't wearing no tube socks. Okay.
Well, that's one step to being Timmy tube socks.
Yeah, no. I won't wear no tube socks.
Can't do that.
I ain't wearing no damn tube socks. But yeah, they was like, what? I was like, really? Ankle socks are out?
So what is it? Why? Like,
I don't know.
Kids these days have bad ankles?
I don't know.
Because that's the thing about me is my ankles are pretty good.
Mine is really symmetric with my calves.
Me too. Yeah, exactly. I got a nice contour.
Yeah. I don't know. These are things that, again, we're old. We're not old, damn it. We just like.
Yeah, but to them, we're so old.
But
remember when you were a kid, like 21 was so old?
No,
can you imagine?
I wanted to be.
Well, sure. Like, right.
Yeah.
Like some things you wanted to be, but it was like the idea of someone being in their 30s.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
You just assumed everybody who was over the age of 25 knew everything and they were grown up and had their stuff together. That's one of the best things about getting older is realizing nobody knows anything.
Right.
And most people are completely unqualified for their jobs and just guessing every single day. But yeah, all right. Well, I didn't know that, and I don't care.
I don't either.
Frankly,
I don't
that's
care.
How you know you're old. When you find out something isn't cool, and you say, I don't care.
Yeah, like, I was like, really? Ankle ankle socks? No, so it's just all about the tube sock now.
Right. The ankle socks are comfortable.
I mean, the same thing, like tucking. Like, we would get clowned if you tucked your pants, your sweatpants in your socks. We would clown your ass. Now everybody does it.
Yeah, I know. That's such a normal thing. Or just now the sweatpants come with really tight bottoms, so you don't have to do that.
Yeah,
it's just all tucked in before you.
You were getting your ass clowned.
When you were in high, maybe this only happened where I was in high school, I'm not sure, but like people, the problem with big baggy jeans or pants was if you also had really nice expensive shoes, mm-hmm. you couldn't see them.
Right.
So guys at my high school would put rubber bands at the bottom of their jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they have like the big, like, I don't know what brand, whatever.
Jabogue?
Sure, whatever. Okay. And, but they also would have like some nice Jordans and they'd want people to see them. So they'd put the rubber band strap around the bottom of the jean and pull it up a little bit. So
I never
heard that?
Ever in my life.
Yeah, I was like, that's too far. Like, you guys are trying too hard.
Never
you
in
know?
My life have I heard that before.
Okay. Yeah, they were they were pretty inventive at Franklin High School in the early 2000s.
Yeah, but again, I'm wearing my damn cargo shorts and my ankle socks when I need socks. So there.
Yeah. I got 19 pairs of ankle socks.
Yeah.
And zero pairs of tube socks.
No pairs of tube socks. Yeah. And so, whatever. You go kick rocks with your tube socks.
A lot of
socks.
Legs showing here on the midday show.
Yeah. I mean, tube socks cover
just
up
so
all
you
legs.
Know, when you're out there listening, all the lower ankle is showing here in studio.
Oh, look at that thing.
You don't even wear socks.
I don't wear socks.
Yeah.
So, yeah. There you go. I got over that whole musty foot thing.
You take your tube socks. What do you mean? You got over it?
Yeah,
meaning you don't have it anymore or
no,
you don't care?
No, I don't care, one. But two, because I've been blessed, I don't have to wear the one pair of shoes anymore.
That's true. You just switch them up.
You switch them up. You got to switch them up. So as long as you switch them up, you ain't got to wear socks.
Exactly.
Put some baby powder in your feet.
There you go.
There we go.
All right. You want to hear from Daniel Jones?
Not really, but okay.
All right. Well, let's do something else then.
Yes. What
Daniel, I don't really either.
What is Daniel talking about?
I don't. I mean, okay. Here's Daniel Jones.
How are you doing in your rehab, and where do things stand?
Rehab's going well. Making good progress, coming along. Just spent a lot of time with the trainers here and strength staff, so I feel like things are going well, and yeah, I'm coming along well.
Hey, Daniel, and so then just to build on that, have they given you a target date of when you think you could be fully cleared?
Speaking of tube socks. All right, so that does lead to the question, which is more interesting than that answer, which is, of the teams that are drafting high, let's go top 10 drafting teams,
mm-hmm.
which one do you think is most likely to actually be good next year? Maybe take it a step further and say, which team in the top 10 this year is the Houston Texans of last year?
I think the Falcons are going to be good this year.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think that the Bears are going to be good because very rarely does a team that won seven games get the number one overall pick.
Yeah, and not only that, they have the number nine pick.
And the number nine pick. Yeah. So
they're the ones that feel most primed to be that.
I think they're going to be pretty good this year.
The Giants?
No. I don't think
Daniel Jones is going to play.
Because Daniel Jones is going to be the quarterback.
Yeah. And I know they went to the playoffs and won a game, beat Kirk Cousins, actually.
Yes, they did.
In the playoffs a couple years ago. I don't know. I don't buy it. And neither do they, which is why they gave him the contract they gave him.
Yeah. But I think, I think Bears, I think the Falcons will be better. I think Tennessee's going to be better. I think Tennessee's going to be a little better than they were.
I'm still just – I'm not sure about Will Levis.
I'm thinking a lot of people are. I like Will.
We'll see.
I like him.
I didn't like him coming out, that's for sure.
I didn't see him play.
He looked pretty damn good against the Falcons that one day.
I just think that, I think the Bears, the Falcons.
I think the Chargers.
I can't trust them.
I know you
can't. I know Jim's there. I saw Jim.
I think Harbaugh's
different. Just got slapped with probations, whatever, sanctions or whatever, 3 years probation, recruiting stuff and everything. So Jim
pretty
got
minor
a,
stuff.
Yeah, Jim got out of there in time.
Okay.
But, yeah, I think Jim is a damn fine ball coach.
He's a great coach.
They got an elite quarterback.
Yep.
I just don't trust them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't trust the Chargers. Always. There's always something with them. And maybe he's there to fix that. He's there to fix that.
I think he is. I don't know. I mean, I think that the Chargers, whatever you want to call it, curse that's existed for however long, and the injuries that they sustain, there's nothing you can do about that. I don't think there really is a curse, but they do a lot. They get a lot of unfortunate injuries to really big players seemingly every single year.
Yeah.
They also lost a lot of games the last couple of years because of boneheaded coaching decisions.
Yes.
They had a coach who was so committed to one philosophy, and it kept not working over and over and over again, and it cost him the playoffs multiple years in doing so.
Yes.
Jim Harbaugh's not going to do that. Jim Harbaugh's going to make good decisions. He's only won everywhere he's been.
Yes.
And, that's why I look at this and I say, okay, if I'm picking teams that are drafting in the top 10 and I think are going to be good next year, what's the quarterback situation? I think the Bears will be good, but we'll see. Caleb Williams is going to be a rookie.
He's still a rookie quarterback.
It's hard to expect a rookie to go to the playoffs.
Yes.
Falcons aren't going to have a rookie quarterback. They're going to have a veteran quarterback. They just paid a whole bunch of money to. So absolutely the Falcons, out of those teams, out of those nine teams that are drafting in the top 10, should be one of the teams that go to the playoffs. And the Chargers, too. They got the quarterback with the most money of all those teams. And Kyler. I mean, obviously, with Arizona, he's got a lot of money, too. I just don't trust them and their situation.
I'm just trying to think right now. If you look in the top 10, what the Falcons have, maybe the second-best quarterback, because you got Herbert.
Yeah, I would say Herbert is one.
Yes.
Cousins is two.
Okay.
Kyler.
Three, okay.
And then after that, who knows? Because, I mean, Chicago's going to have a rookie. Washington's going to have a rookie. Mm-hmm. New England's going to have a rookie.
Right.
And Will Levis is essentially a rookie in Tennessee, too. Right. So that's a lot of question marks.
Right.
You were telling me Washington, the Commanders, are going to have all four quarterback prospects not named.
Not named Caleb Williams.
In Washington at the same time.
Yes, they're all going to have him visiting, whatever that means. It's the same time, though, which is crazy. Because, like, a lot of these times when you get into this process this far down, you want to take them out to dinner and get to know them and all this different thing. So is it like, okay, you wait in the hotel till we call you?
Or is it just, all right, we got catered lunch for all four of you.
Oh, y'all come down here.
Everybody come at once.
Y'all come down here, sit with Dan. I'm sure Dan probably has a good barbecue or something. Y'all just sit here at this picnic table and let's just rap.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
They just say, all right, you guys are all pretty good. You're all in the same room. Make the case for yourself.
Yeah.
In front, what are you do better than that
exactly.
guy?
Exactly. All right. I mean, Dan's all about competition.
It's true.
It's about competition Monday, whatever day that was.
That was Tell the Truth Monday.
Tell the Truth Monday. Competition Wednesday.
Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I was right. He had all the days labeled. So that's just could make for a weird situation in Washington.
Yeah.
If they're all there at the same, walking by each other in the hallway. Oh, hey, JJ.
Hey, what up, man?
How are you?
Hey.
Good to see you, Mike.
Yeah, yeah. Not being sincere. Because I don't care what nobody say. Because I can't say that because all these cats are so damn friendly nowadays. But, I mean, I'm not going to sit there and say that we're equal. Oh, yeah, I think JJ, he has all the same tools I got. Hell no. I'm better than him. Dan.
Yeah, and here's why.
All right. Did you see that game he played against Ohio State? About the first three quarters before they finally got it together? Like,
or the Penn State game where they literally didn't let him throw it in the second half?
Yeah, you call me a hater all you want to, but call me the number two pick. You know what I mean? Call me the number two pick.
Yeah, call me a hater with that draft slotted money of the number two pick.
Oh, friendly ass.
Yeah, there's a lot of friendliness going on.
Friendly.
Not here.
I ain't spoke to you yet, dog, because I ain't friendly, like Ply said.
Ankle socks and Ply's references.
Yeah,
those two getting here. Okay? You don't like it? Keep moving.
Keep moving,
We'll get to the back page with Bo after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. A nice win in the opening game of the series last night for the Braves. Back at it tonight. Reynaldo Lopez on the mound against another young pitcher for Houston. So we're going to see a lot of those.
Yeah, man.
In this
series. They try to find something too, hell.
Yeah, they're not good.
Yeah, they're trying to find something too, trying to see what they got as far as some of these young arms that they have. I saw that they're, Heyman, that's his name. Saw he tweeted out they're bringing up the number one pitching prospect coming up. For this Braves series.
Cool.
So, yeah,
let's ruin his debut.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're going to face a lot of young pitchers going, I'm sorry, as long as they're in Houston. But, they're not good. The Braves are really good. And we talked about Darius Vines. Obviously, we'll talk about him again. But, I mean, just earn you another one.
Yep.
Earn you another one.
If you're the fifth starter
right now,
be the fifth starter again 5 days later.
That's basically what it is.
And do that as many times as you can. And then, like last year, Bryce Elder did that and was an all-star.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because beginning of the year was the same thing with him. Has he earned enough leeway to have a bad start? That was always the conversation with him, and he didn't really have any bad starts for like a month. And look, hopefully Darius Vines is this year's Elder or whoever it might be, but you're going to need some help in that spot for sure with Strider hurt. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20 as well. As the transfer portal is open and some pretty good players are leaving teams. Tennessee's leading tackler is leaving.
Like, really?
Okay.
Now, how much is that ransom?
You're right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you just go in the portal as a little bit of leverage.
Yeah.
And then you get what do you want?
Like going
what do you need? What do you need? A Ferrari?
Yeah,
all right, come on.
Going in the portal is like unfollowing your team in the NFL.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
It's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
NFL players unfollow the team on Instagram.
Yes, take down all the pictures.
College players enter the transfer portal. It doesn't necessarily mean you're leaving,
right.
But you're in it. And then give me a Maserati, and then I'll come back. Or whatever. I don't know. What do you need? A one-bedroom apartment?
Yeah.
You need a jacuzzi in there?
With stainless steel appliances.
Yeah, you need a new dishwasher?
Yeah.
We got a nice Kenmore.
With the refrigerator with the glass.
The touchscreen refrigerator?
Yeah.
Okay.
Refrigerator
all right.
Glass.
Come on back to Tennessee. We'll get you a touchscreen refrigerator.
All right.
And an hour away from the AMA, get your questions ready. Phone lines will be open. Text us or tweet us as well. Let's get to the back page with Bo. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing Lobo.
Real quick, Bo, because we talk about transportal. How can you not love Deion Sanders? That portal opened like the Red Sea. And Uncle Luke said, don't stop, get it.
Okay, great. Come on up to Colorado.
Come on up to Colorado. I ain't hard to find.
Didn't Prime yesterday also say that his guys are only going to like six different NFL teams in the draft and then rattled off some teams?
I was talking about his son and Travis Hunter a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Deion. You got that. You got some
control. Like, he's not only not going to say you're not going to the number one team, he's going to list the six teams. Don't even do it if you're not drafting my boys.
Hey, you know why? Because he said that when he was coming out.
He did.
Yeah, he said that when he was coming out.
Yeah, don't draft me.
Don't draft me.
Pretty cool story out of yesterday's Braves game. As you know, that yesterday was Jackie Robinson Day, and Jackie Robinson was a cool piece of story between Darius Vines and his father. Darius Vines coming off the mound or going to the mound before the third inning, gives his glove to Phil Cuzzi, the umpire, for a random glove check. Cuzzi sees that Darius Vine's father's name is printed on his glove, and he says, that's awesome. Just know he's always here with you. It was at that point Darius Vine turned his outing around and had another inning and two-thirds.
Good for him.
Greatness.
Good for him.
His dad has passed.
I'm assuming his dad passed. All I know is that umpire, that first bat, Ronnie, it fouled off. It hit him in that damn it's always hurt when you wear pads and you always get hit in the one spot where ain't no damn pads. So I know that hurt.
It always finds you.
It always finds you.
Whatever happened, remember umpires used to have that big shield?
They damn sure did.
They
traded it for the chest protector.
I don't know, man. I want a shield.
Hey, you remember that big-ass block of dominoes there?
Yeah. And they throw harder than ever now. Like, I want a shield if I'm back there, man. If I'm Phil Cuzzi, give me that Captain America. I'm sorry, the chest protector's
like
not enough.
Yeah, because they go out there without their arms covered, really. It's just really kind of some shoulder
pads. Like, once or twice a year, you'll see the one that gets, like, the perfect deflection off the bat, off the catcher's mitt, like, in the throat.
Yes.
Or, like, on, like, the wrong part of the face mask or something like that. That's scary stuff.
Even the foul directly back into the face mask, that does not feel good.
I bet it hurts.
I bet it hurts. Hitting the head with a face mask on, it does not feel good one bit.
Yeah, that's terrible.
So ESPN announced yesterday, speaking of feel-good stories, that they are going to make the 30 for 30 that we have needed for a very long time about this man.
Third inning, Derek Jeter in first. Booyah! Alex Rodriguez, second homer in two nights. This kid is as cool as the other side of the pillow. Three-run shot to left.
If you're Warren Moon, what are you doing at this hour? Watching Sports Night? We know, but maybe you should be packing your bags and calling real estate agents in Minnesota.
The big 7'1", 330-pound brother who strides up court like this after bringing down the house.
The very best to ever do it, Stu Scott.
That's going to be crazy, man, to watch your 30 for 30 about Stu.
It's going to be sad.
It's going to be, that's why I said, because, guess what it's going to be? It's going to be a lot of that.
Of course.
It's going to be a lot of that. Obviously, they're going to have a lot of everybody at the network. Going to have babies probably, you know, how close him and Rich Eisen were and everything. So it's going to be really good. I love Stu. Always a nice person whenever I got a chance to interact with him. But, yeah, that's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's a cool story to tell for sure. He's a pioneer. I mean,
100%.
He was doing things on the network that were making guys that he was working with uncomfortable. And they've talked about it. Like, Dan Patrick and Keith Olbermann have been like, I didn't think what he was doing was right. And he was doing it because he thought it was. And everyone loved it and sort of gave this green light for folks to talk about sports in a broadcast setting that hadn't been done before. Like, and I don't know. I don't know how many steps removed it is from what we see now where you just go on TV and you're like, you're yourself completely.
Yeah.
But it was the start of that. Like, no one was doing that before. No one, I mean, there was catchphrases, but no one was doing it like he was doing it. So, he was, he started a lot.
There's a generation of broadcasters that are doing broadcasts right now
because
that got into it because of
Scott. Sure. Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. And again, I think so much of his style and his willingness to talk like a regular person on TV Because that's all it is now. I mean, there's no Pat McAfee show or any stuff like this without Stuart Scott and guys like that. So.
100%. From Stuart Scott, the boss, to an ultimate boss move. So Scottie Scheffler wins the Masters on Sunday. Then on Monday, wearing his green jacket, goes into a Texas dive bar that he used to frequent, the Inwood Tavern, and had some beers and took some pictures.
Look at me now. I bet it was a couple bartenders that were there when give him no play. And he busts up in that thing with that damn green master jacket.
With the jacket on.
How he in a bar? Ain't his baby? Ain't his mama having? Ain't his wife having a baby?
That's what I was wondering.
is she in the stirrups, like, hanging on?
Isn't she about to burst?
Is she about to burst?
At any moment?
Yeah, but hold on, baby. I've been sick. I got to go to the
Well, she obviously didn't have the kid yesterday.
What's it called? The Inn Bar?
The Inwood Tavern.
Yeah, I got to go over there, baby. All right, I got to go see Shelly.
Maybe she drove him.
Shelly from 98.
That's true. For some, a pregnant wife is a permanent DD. Or a DD for 9 months.
You don't let a woman that close to being having a baby drive.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
No,
let
you
no
don't.
One, but no, that's what I'm saying.
No, you don't.
I got to go see Shelly. No, that's too far. I got to go see Shelly from 2013. You remember her. I chose her over you, but yet she still said I wasn't going to be nothing. Let me walk over here real quick into this dive bar with this jacket on. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing. There's nothing better in life than flexing on the ex that thought that left you or thought somebody was better. But there's nothing better, Bob. No,
that's true.
There's nothing better than flexing on the ex.
It's true.
Yeah. Roll down that window.
Like my jacket.
So hey, it's very true.
Yeah. Yeah.
Baby, oh, you don't have
any? Baby girl. Yeah. She said she won number two, please.
You don't have any kids yet? We got a couple.
Yeah.
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
Have you seen them? No.
Nothing better than flexing on the X.
So I was just thinking that the Masters jacket goes into the closet until the next year's Masters. Hey, where all would y'all wear the jacket? Would you
everywhere.
Wear the jacket out?
Would I wear the jacket out?
Would you really?
Everywhere.
Probably.
Okay.
No.
Do Hall of Fame football players do that?
No, they wear
everywhere?
It. But it's usually like an appearance of something they'll wear, but I don't think I would wear it. Like, it's just like Cassie, don't wear the Super Bowl ring.
Let me be 100% clear with you about what would happen if I won the Masters. I would wear the green jacket everywhere, and I would never accomplish anything again in my life because all I would do is celebrate winning the Masters from then on.
Yeah. You would be like
I would be Dirk Nowitzki after winning the championship. I would be drunk for a year.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like when Dirk won it, what was the God don't mind. What was the Bo in the F1 race movie with Niki Lauda and Hunt, the blonde dude who like never won a race in F1 and won the one damn race and did the same thing that Dirk did for the rest of his career.
But here's the thing: if you
all
win,
you do is win one.
You win the Masters, you're set. Like you know, who's the lead analyst on CBS now because Faldo retired, who by the way had 3 Masters.
Yeah,
Trevor Immelman. The only thing he's ever done is win the Masters. No one's ever heard of him. And now he's the lead analyst on CBS. That's a great job. But, like, you do that, you are set for life. You're good. That's it.
So you're saying your green jacket might end up with some stains on it and a couple of
It would be, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. My green jacket would be multicolored by the time I had to give it back the next year or whatever.
So, in other unfortunate news revolving the Rashee Rice case, I guess, Rashee Rice and Theo Knox are now being sued for over $10 million in punitive damages.
Did you see the video, Bo?
Yeah.
Dude.
What does punitive damages mean? Like, who's suing them?
I guess civil suit. The victims, and they're claiming that they have brain trauma, lacerations, required stitches, and internal bleeding, among the things listed of the reasons why they're being sued.
If you haven't seen the video, it's crazy.
I haven't.
It's crazy as hell to do it anyways. But then, like, 4 dudes jump out the back of the car. He got his boys with him in there just being dumb and reckless as hell.
Yeah, not only are they racing, but they're racing with a car full of
They're racing for a car full of just
at over 100 miles an hour.
Just dumb and reckless as hell. It's unbelievable that you – whatever, man.
Yeah, so maybe they should be sued for $10 million is what you're saying?
Sue their ass.
Yeah, it's bad.
Stupid. And he ain't got no $10 million yet.
That's true.
He ain't played number one. The other boy's still in college.
Thinking they're probably lucky that it's only $10 million.
Yes, exactly. And then nobody dead.
Yeah, that's right. They're lucky nobody's dead in this situation for sure. But man, that's very, very dumb. Very, very dumb. You're gonna have to get a second contract to pay that bill.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Hopefully, balls out again.
Hopefully, balls out. Yeah, yeah.
All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the big story.
That whole crap with Andy Reid's son and that. And,
right.
No cars.
Andy Reid's son killed someone driving like 2 years ago. And you're on that team. All right, we'll get to the big story of the day. Kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brandon Adams is going to join us at 1:20. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.